So there wasn't any, I can't remember any score to that. It was just a lot of commotion, you know, a lot of fun. And sometimes a skinned shin, and maybe somebody gets whacked up over the eye or across the nose is when them clubs. They're all in fun, you know, of course.
Your skin will grow back.
Yeah, that's right. We used to play, choose up and play ball, you know, half sides. We'd keep score, but we'd just make a mark on the ground. Some old boy come in and made a run. Well, we'd just take a stick and make a mark on it. That's the way we kept our score. We never mugged it with a pencil and a piece of paper. Just make a mark on the ground. One got the most marks for the when the game was over, why, they were the winners.
Did you have separate positions there? Or?
Well, if we played... regular baseball, we did, yes, but sometime we played a game we called town ball, and it's more or less a move-up. You'd start when you'd get out, well, you'd have to go way out in the outfield and just keep working yourself around until you got back around to get to be pitcher, and then you get to be catcher, and then you get to bat again. And that was just a continual round that way. Oh, they called it work-up or town ball. It was all the same game. It wasn't regular baseball, of course, regular baseball, and we'd choose up and have so many on each side, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we'd have certain positions that we'd try to play best we could.
How about the game of golf? When did that become popular here?
Goodness gracious, I just don't know. I never did take to golf. I played a little of it, very little. I don't know I couldn't say when it became a really popular sport, but it's a very popular sport now, I'll tell you. But I just don't know when it came into existence. I really don't know.
If you were going to carry something that was too heavy for you and someone came to help you and he just stood there with his hands in his pockets and you wanted him to take the other end, what would you tell him?
Well, I might say to you, if I had something I couldn't handle, I'd say, how about you give me a hand on this?
Mm-hmm. And if I said, what do you want me to do? And then you'd say,
well, I'd say, get a hold of one end of this thing and let's see if we can do anything with it. I would imagine that'd be the only procedure I'd know to go through.
And when we got where we wanted to go and you wanted me to take my hands away, what would you tell me?
Well, I'd just say, drop it. That's right, it just couldn't be heavy. Well, let's drop it. Get rid of it. That's right.
And what would that mean if you said drop it? What should I do with it?
Turn it loose. Be sure it didn't fall on your toe. If it happened to be a big rock or something. Yeah.
If you've done something poorly one time and you think you can do it better the next time, what might you say? Well, let's say you had one turn to do something.
Well, I'd say, I might say, well, I tried this once before and I failed, but I'm going to try it again. I still think I can do it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and try to do it. Mm-hmm. If I didn't accomplish it in the second time, why? You know the old saying, if you don't first you don't succeed, just try again. Yeah. Just keep trying until you find out it's impossible that you can't do it. I guess there is some things that's impossible that we can't do.
If someone is a pest, what do you say? Let's say he's a pest and he just sticks around and hangs around and is in the way.
Well, my experience with that kind of a person, I would call him a nuisance.
Uh-huh. And what do you want to do? Hmm? What do you want to do? I mean,